So I did see that you guys said there was some, this person may have been connected to some other burglaries. Is that right?
That's correct. We've been working with some of the other Dallas-Fort Worth area agencies to see if they had had anything, and we do believe that he's going to be a suspect in several different offenses across Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Now, this one is particularly scary. The mom was returning the cart to the where you return your carts, and the child was inside, correct?
Correct. And that was, you know, that's kind of the thing. It's you know, the mother does what most everybody does. They unload their items and put their kids in the car, and they don't want to leave the shopping cart just sitting right there for somebody else to hit. So she was doing the right thing and taking the shopping cart and trying to return it back into one of those cart return areas. Literally within 20 feet from her car, and she turns around and sees this individual inside her car. Now, obviously, she doesn't know what his intent is. She doesn't know if he's trying to steal her child, steal her car, steal anything else that might be in the car. So, you know, she was frightened quite a bit, and that was obviously the child safety was her biggest concern. The only thing the individual took was her purse and then immediately took off running. And no harm to the child and no harm to her or the vehicle, and was able to jump into another car and then take off, and then he stopped shortly after that, and that's when our detectives were able to surround his vehicle and take him into custody.
Okay, great. And then the last thing, officer, as far as people being alert for these type of things, is there something that the department is advising?
You know, it's always really good to be aware of your surroundings. I mean, that's the most important thing, because we do believe, and based on everything we've been told, this guy was very close proximity as she was walking back out to her vehicle. So, you know, keep an eye on what's going on around you. Watch other people's movements. And if somebody looks like they're following you, you might want to just kind of stall a little bit, maybe stand there for a little while and make sure that they move on down the road. But, you know, that's obviously number one, is just to know your surroundings. And then the other part of it is, which, you know, once you load items into your vehicle, even if you've got your children or anyone else inside the car, before you walk away from it, even if it's just to go return a cart back, lock those doors.